Today we call it a selfie. And you can take one anytime and anywhere you are if you have an iPhone. But selfies have been around since the earliest of times. They were called a self-portrait. You see, a self-portrait is a representation of an artist that is drawn, painted, photographed, or sculpted by the artist. In the mid-15th century Renaissance, artists began to depict themselves as either the main subject or as an important character in their work. With better mirrors and the advent of the panel portrait, many painters, sculptors, and printmakers tried some form of self-portraiture. Well, on this Feast of All Saints, the Church gives us the Beatitudes of the Gospel of Matthew, sometimes called a self-portrait of Jesus. Now, we don't have to wonder what a life of Christ would look like in a different age or culture or from different perspectives. For these different perspectives, we have the saints. Each saint takes as a musical keynote the life and mission of Jesus, and then plays this song in his or her own time and place as one expression of the Christian life. Saint Francis of Assisi shows that how this was done in the 13th century Italy, responding to Jesus' command, "Rebuild my church." Saint Ignatius of Loyola shows how this is done in Reformation Spain. And Mother Teresa shows how this is done in the late 20th century. Our task is to play this song as well in our own time and space. We refer to the chapters 5 through 7 of Matthew's Gospel as the Sermon on the Mount, opened by the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes that Matthew gives us are translated into English as blessed, but they could just as easily be translated as happy the poor in spirit. Well, these Beatitudes express a different way of approaching the world. The poor in spirit in Jesus' day were certainly not considered blessed or happy. But for Jesus, theirs was the kingdom of heaven. For Jesus, those mourning would be comforted, and the meek would inherit the earth. God is going to bring about a reversal of fortune or a reversal of misfortune. You see, the kingdoms of this world do not alleviate all poverty and mourning, but God will. However, we still have to do our part to alleviate suffering, poverty, and the like, but it will happen once and for all with God Himself as King. Another example of a self-portrait we find in the life of our most recently canonized saint, Cardinal John Henry Newman. He was the great English theologian, poet, Catholic priest, and cardinal. On Sunday, October 13th, Pope Francis canonized him. Originally an Anglican priest, he converted to Catholicism in 1845. His writings are considered among some of the most important church writings in recent centuries. Newman's conversion to the Catholic faith was controversial in England. It resulted in him losing many friends, including his own sister, who never spoke to him again. Newman wrote this of his conversion: "God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. We are part of that bond of connection between persons," of which St. John Newman wrote. Well, whether sainted cardinal or busy parent, theologian or plumber, the sense of mission and vocation of all the saints should resonate in each one of us. As the Beatitudes are often considered a self-portrait of Jesus, we might apply them to ourselves as disciples too. So let me ask you, where do you see the brushstrokes of hunger and thirst for righteousness, mercy, purity of heart, and peacemaking in your self-portrait? Which beatitude do you find most challenging? And how might you seek to live this beatitude in your life? Like St. John Newman, God has created each of us to do him some definite service that he has not committed to another. In a sense, the Beatitudes are our mission statement. Therefore, we, like the many disciples and saints who have gone before us, work toward enhancing our self-portrait into the likeness of Jesus, knowing that only God can ultimately transform each of us into a priceless work of art.